With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a new poll out about President Trump's approval numbers, and we get the details of correspondent George Williams.
On the low side, the results from APNORC.
New poll shows 36% of Americans approve of how he's handling his job as president.
The AP's Marcela Sanchez. On the other hand, four polls have President Trump's approval at 47%, with a Real Clear Politics average weighing out at 43.8%. That's actually 5 points better than at the same time in his own first term, more than 2 points better than former Presidents Obama and Bush during their second terms. At the same time, Mr. Trump's 62% disapproval on the issue of inflation at the heart of the recent affordability debate is a warning sign coming into midterm elections. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump signed an executive order this week pressuring states not to regulate artificial intelligence. Heritage Foundation analyst Wes Hodges told the Salem Radio Network that the president's executive order is a necessary first step to set parameters for any future regulations on AI.
You need common sense guardrails. It's the only way to scale a powerful technology like this in a free society. So what the executive order does is it addresses some legitimate concerns about rogue state AI laws that, you know, may go across their borders into other states and put undue burdens on AI developers.
The president and some Republicans that favor AI development and its benefits for the economy fear that some of those regulations already in place and others that could come would dampen innovation and growth in the AI sector. President Trump says he brokered a ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia. He claims both leaders agreed to halt border fighting. Thai officials dispute the claim and insist operations will continue. This is SRN News. It's time for the verse of the year.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, has been crunching the numbers, and it reports that Isaiah 41:10 was the portion of Scripture most likely to be searched by people in 2025. The familiar verse reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Given the condition of the world, perhaps this isn't surprising. Michael Harrington reporting.
The internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their message out and recruit people. Experts warn the next frontier for such extremists is artificial intelligence. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda, manipulate images, audio, and videos, and evade detection. One extremist social network has even built a Hitler chatbot. This is SRN News. A piece of original Star Wars memorabilia has fetched a big price at auction. Heritage Auctions' Charles Epting says a Star Wars painting made by Tom Jung in 1977 is of historical significance.
This is the piece of art that was used in magazine and newspaper advertisements before the film came out. The film was released towards the end of May 1977. This piece of art started appearing in newspapers in the middle of May. So for most of America, this was the first time they got a glimpse of the galaxy far, far away. This would have been the first time that they ever saw Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker.
And the poster sold for $3.875 million. Two people were killed in a Ukrainian drone strike on a residential building in the Russian city of Saratov. The regional governor confirmed that. The Russian Defense Ministry said it downed 41 drones in all overnight. 28 were over the Saratov region. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.